The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
Maury, I just have to say to you, you are the winner of Twitter during the election.
Wow. Can you imagine all that, all those memes that were sent out while no one knew who the father of the country was?
Exactly. Well, I feel like, I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like the last year or two, American politics has become a daytime talk show, literally. I mean, that's what it feels like sometimes in this climate we're in right now. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I agree with you fully. I mean, it's been crazy. It is a reality talk show, and then of course we have a president who was in a reality television show. So,
yeah.
I mean, the last from, let's say, late Tuesday night until Saturday, I saw a lot of stuff on social media involving the Maury Show and this election.
Yeah, I think it's very fitting too that you were tweeting. You were like at the right place at the right time. You used to be a news reporter, an anchor. You've been a talk show host for quite a long time. You know, when you started out in this business, what was the climate like then versus now? Is it similar or was it totally different?
Oh, it was totally different. Quite frankly, I yearn for the climate when the 25 years I covered news and covered stories and anchored newscasts, because, there was a healthy respect between us and those people who we covered. They were in government or not in government. There was a mutual respect there. And I just think it's changed so much now. I mean, the lines are so blurred. It's very difficult. It's very difficult for news people to be able to call themselves objective and nonpartisan. It just is very, these are trying times. And we have politicians that, don't allow us to even try to be observers. I'm very distressed with the state of the news media today and the state of politicians. It has gotten very, very ugly.
So, once Biden gets into office, and we have to assume that that's going to happen at some point, regardless of how this all plays out, do you think we're going to hit a breaking point with how the media treats news and politics? Do you think it's going to get any better or is it going to get worse?
Well, if you ask a very good question, and here's how I come down on it. There are many people in the country who feel that the press have treated the president unfairly. So they were too hard on the sitting president. And so here comes Joe Biden. He's the next president. Is the press going to say, well, wait a minute, we've got to be as rough on this president as the last president, or else we will fall into that terrible impression that we were biased against Trump? So, I mean, I think the press is put in a very awkward situation. I think the news media has got to be honest in what they do. They have to follow the story and let the story take them instead of imposing the story upon political individuals.
You know, my dad had a really good point on Election Day when I was talking with him about all this stuff. And, he said something that really I had never thought of before in my adult life. I think we rely too much on the president to set the tone for how we unite as a country. So, what are your words of wisdom for us to maybe turn a different direction?
He makes a really good point. I mean, can we really rely on one person to determine the environment that we live in and the atmosphere that we have. I mean, I think it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's a collective decision. And the collective decision to me is are the citizens themselves. I think every citizen has to do some soul searching about how they want to live their lives and how they want to treat each other. And I think, you know, there are a lot of religious principles to me that come into play. Doesn't matter what mm-hmm. religion you're a part of. But all of the religions talk about the man's humanity towards man, woman's humanity towards woman. And I think every religion teaches that. And I think we should rely on that as a touchstone for how we should treat each other.
I've got Maury Povich on the line right now. You've got a new movie. It's called Recon. It's going to be in theaters one night only on November. I believe that already happened, right? Is it available on demand as well?
It's on demand. You can get it at iTunes, Google Play, PlayStation, Microsoft, and all your favorite video on demand services. And it's a great, a great testament, particularly today on Veterans Day. It's about four young American soldiers who are put in harm's way in an apparent suicide mission to find the German emplacements during the Italian campaign at the end of World War II, and all of the emotion that goes through a serviceman or woman these days, and the fear that they have, the courage that they have to demonstrate, and this particular it all takes place in 24 hours, and this small platoon of servicemen are led up an Italian mountain to find the German tanks by an old Italian peasant. And one of the great mysteries of the movie is this peasant who's leading these young American soldiers to find the German encampment, is he pro-American or is he pro-German? And that question is throughout the movie, and it causes a lot of the action in the movie.
Well, I cannot wait to watch this tonight on demand. The new film is called Recon. Maury Povich, hey, before you go, you were the executive producer on this, right?
I was the executive producer. Robert Port, the writer-director, ran my production company for many, many years. We produced an Academy Award-winning short documentary called Twin Towers right after 9/11. And it was about two brothers, a New York fireman and a New York policeman whose lives were cut short during 9/11, where they both rushed to the Twin Towers to try to save people and lost their lives.
Well, Maury, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and hopefully we'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.